Hello one and all, very welcome to DiLab Radio, Relay of Research Results by Audio, Series 1, Episode 20, 19-8-21. This time, I'm bringing to you a report from DiLab IIT Guwahati working on oral cancers. Did you know that it's the second highest cancer in India with 33% prevalence in Northeast region? And despite the recent advances made in the field of oral cancer diagnostics and therapeutics, it still remains a major health concern. Researchers are aiming to develop new biomarkers which can facilitate early diagnosis and effective management of this disease. DiLab at IIT Guwahati is working on AKT kinase protein consisting of three isoforms, AKT1, AKT2, and AKT3, and these play a critical role in diverse cancers. In this report, they looked at isoform-specific role of AKT1, 2, and 3 in the pathogenesis of oral tumors and found that AKT1 and AKT2 are overexpressed in tumor tissues, whereas AKT3 is not. And they found that genetic alterations of AKT1 and AKT2 showed correlation with extremely poor clinical outcome in oral cancer. Very interestingly and very important, tobacco, the main risk factor of oral cancer, and its important constituents such as benzopyrene and nicotine caused increase in the expression of AKT1 and AKT2 in cultured oral cancer cells. Not only that, authors were able to inhibit proliferation and migration of cancer cells by silencing AKT1 and AKT2. This was very well marked by reduction in other proteins that are critical for proliferation and migration of cancer cells. The study appeared in international journal called Biomolecules, year 2019. Please take a look and stay connected to learn more on this topic next time. Bye for now.